This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, man, and we back with another one, y'all. Sparking conversation, man, where we get out here each and every Tuesday, me and the crew, we get together, and we just give y'all our commentary, man, you know, our commentary on how we feel out here about life and the world and, you know, how things go. You know what I mean? Just how we feel about it. That's all. A little light opinion, you know what I'm saying? And then we rock out with everybody that jumps on along with us and, you know, make it happen, man. Make the conversation go, you know what I mean? And the main purpose of our platform is to have conversations, you know, like I know I have guests on here every now and then. They come on and they chop it up with the crew, but you know, it's not an interview. Like, I like to look at it as, you know, we have conversations with people. People come on, we talk to them, we have perspective, and we chop it up about said perspective. And then we try to understand each other. You know what I mean? Because I think that's what's going on. You know, between the genders, it's way too much gender division. And what I mean by that is, like, too much men versus women, women versus men. I could do this, he could do that, they could do this, the same thing, and all this other bum shit. So, like, every now and then, man, it just comes down to the fact that, you know, people that are opposites need to get together, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just have conversation, like communication, not always having to talk at each other, but talk with each other, you know, because there's too much of that going on out there. So before we get into what we're going to talk about tonight, and before I bring the crew up, and before I go on my little rant that I always do before the show, I want to give thanks to all of y'all that been downloading the audio version of this podcast. Y'all been rolling, man. It's the dopest. I just want to let y'all know it's the dopest because the numbers go up each and every week. I'm not going to lie to y'all and act like it's we growing. And that's the main thing. The main thing is that you're growing and you're walking up them steps. Every step you take is a step closer to the next level, right? So thank y'all, because we appreciate it. And y'all all over the world. And that's what's really fly about it. It ain't just around here or just like people we know. Like, it's people out here on them Spotify's, on that Apple Music, on that Amazon, on that all that, on that Google and all that. Everywhere that you stream podcasts, we there. So Y'all got, you know, so I appreciate y'all, man, dead ass, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to throw that out there as I do every show. But check the links out in the description. You know, it's a bunch of different things that's out there we want y'all to pay attention to. If you want your own 24-hour streaming service, y'all know what to do. Hit that. If you're a person that's battling between understanding what business credit is versus personal credit and how business credit can help you with your life and help you stay on track and keep you out of, you know, the wrong side of the debt, you know what I mean? Then, you know, it's a free ebook out there. And the free ebook, you just download it and you just read it and you just go from there, man. You take that information. You got a place where you can get the information and go research after that. If you need more further information, just, you know, holler at me, man. We'll get it in. You know what I'm saying? But that's what the LLC luncheon is about. So that's what I'm segueing into right now. Make sure that if you are interested, if you're a business owner, if you're part of a business and you out here and you understand that marketing is one of the most expensive parts of having a business. But sometimes a barter system will help. You know, you never know what this person can do, and then you do it, and then y'all do it together. The next thing you know, bam, y'all got something fly going on and everybody eating. And that's the goal, for everybody to eat. I don't know why people so selfish, you know. Maybe it does something to you to be selfish. I don't know. But, I mean, it's something about being able to get out here and get money with people, you know. So, I don't know. But anyway, y'all know what to do. Hit us up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Y'all know what to do. Put in the subject line LLC Luncheon. And when we get all the information together, y'all be the first to know so y'all could be in the building. All right. So let me see. I want to say something, too, about this thing, because I know last week I got a couple people that hit me asking why we not going into depth about the war. Like, I don't know why people think that having certain type of conversations is something that we would really like to do, because technically what's going on over there is a religious war. I know a lot of people don't really want to, you know, get into that part about it, but technically that's what it is, or it's being used as a means for them to be fighting each other over there. But it's not just about them fighting over there, you know. Like, a lot of things that we consider, you know, really news, it be things that be distractions. So it's easy for us to look at things that's happening in other places. And I empathize with the people that are going through what they're going through over there, regardless of what side it's on. I'm not picking a side. I don't have nothing to do with that conflict. And then I also understand, too, how people be saying things like when it comes to us as whatever they consider us over here, African Americans, Black, whatever the other shit is. You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody that ever comes to our rescue when we are suffering and when we were going through. There's nobody who ever said, you know, why that happening to them, and send money to them, and let's give up money for the Black people that's been struggled and been building all these continents and countries for free. And, you know, we can't never forget that the Arab slave trade was before the European slave trade. Like, I don't know why, when it comes down to us being the people that we are, people seem to forget that we don't forget what we've been through. And maybe it is a lot of people out here who've forgotten what we've been through, because now they got social media. They can stay distracted. Now they could get likes and comments so they could feel popular. So, you know, it keeps people from really understanding where they've been so they can know where they're going, because people feel like right here in front of the screen is what it is. You know what I mean? So whatever likes and comments and, you know, all that energy they get from being liked and popular, forget that, you know, they forget to go figure it out. Like, all this stuff is not happening for nothing, because think about this. If that war going on in the Middle East, that just opens up for them to do what? For China to go over there and do what they're going to do to Taiwan. Now think about it. Like, if it's not a reason for all this going on, it wouldn't be all this going on. So let's check this out for a second. Now, China, we know China don't invent nothing. They copy everything, they re-engineer it, and then they duplicate it and they put it out cheap. We all know that. We know China don't create nothing. But the one thing that they do have an up on is these chips that everybody be talking about, these chips that they create. But what they do is they don't create the chips. They remodify the chips. So, yeah, you know, on your cell phones and all these other things, that's what they do. But they don't got them semiconductor chips, yo. See, that's what Taiwan over there building. See, Taiwan building the chips that go in your car, the chips that go into these things that people really use on a day-to-day basis, that's of really, really another standard, not just your average cell phone. I know I joke a lot about iPhones and all that other stuff and Androids and all that other shit. We get into that, but that technically they all got the same chips in them. I mean, like, definitely, you know, you don't have the same battery life, but we ain't gonna get into that. That's something else. We ain't gonna get into that, yo. But like I said, you know, they all getting the same thing. So regardless of that, that's what's happening. So it's not just about what we think, like somebody mad at somebody because they stepping in. The same thing with Ukraine. The only reason why that's a war over there is because they trying to induct these people into NATO. So why? So they could be closer to what this man got going on. And why? I'm just saying, y'all, pay attention, like, what's going on out there. It's a lot of things that keep y'all distracted because what's going on over here, they're buying up all the single-family homes, so pay attention. They're trying to get rid of the dollar, if y'all paying attention. All these banks that's closing. It's been about 3,000 banks that closed in the last week. Well, branches of banks that closed in the last week. I'm talking about the top ones, Chase, Santander, Bank of America, a lot of different branches, y'all. So what they're doing, they're trying to give y'all less access to cash so they can get y'all on the CBDC, sorry, centralized banking digital currency, sorry. So they're trying to get y'all on that shit, y'all. And it's coming. They predicting by, you know, about 2037, they'll have everybody locked in on that, you know, because you won't have access to cash because people don't invest in gold. And then people not investing in crypto either. Why? I don't know. I hear people keep talking about it's volatile, but everything is volatile. What you doing? You day trading or what are we doing? Are we investing in our future? I don't know. I mean, but that choice is yours. That ain't my business, what you're doing with it. But I mean, if you don't know about something, then you already defeated, I guess, you know. But as I do it every show, y'all know we're going to throw some things out there, man. We're not going to just get out here and just talk shit, but not give y'all something, man, because that's what the platform is for. So pay attention, y'all. You know, they're using these wars and all these other things to be setting up to take away your freedom, man. Remember the carbon footprints. Remember, if there's only banks and ATMs only in certain places and you can't go to those places. I mean, just pay attention. It's always a way for us to combat that. Just stop renting. Y'all just get together with people. I mean, it's there. The answer is there. So all these people who say they don't think like people and all that other shit, man, I ain't got time for that, yo. But the answer is there. It's right in front of you, you know, so. But anyway, all right, bet. So look, I got the crew coming up. We're going to talk about a couple of things. Right now, I'm going to bring them up. And, you know, for me, I wanted to ask some questions. You know, I got the ladies in. I know Kev going to jump in a little later on. It's a couple of things I want to talk about because, you know, your boy Tyrese been trending again. But not so much so this time. It's about, you know, so much about his response, but it's so much more so about his ex-wife and her recanting a few things that was said earlier to make everybody feel like Tyrese was this real weird dude out here. Yeah, she threw some things out there. She threw a few things out there to make it seem like she was putting herself in a position where maybe she might want her family back together. And it was really weird because she used peer pressure as a means to why she walked away from her husband. That's weird. Peer pressure. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It's a little bit more detail. We'll get some more context. It's not heavy. It's more lighter than that. We're going to have some fun with this one because, you know, it ain't that heavy. Because we got to talk about the other thing, too, that was trending this week about, you know, it's a debate between women about them calling their significant other.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The daddy. Oh, man. It's a real thing out here, right? Oh, calling your man daddy, yo, is a real thing out here? Like, yo, for real, like, people really feel weird about that. Like, it's crazy. They got some people on the other hand, like, yo, I don't want to be calling nothing that look like your father. And then I'm like, damn, I don't think that's the context in which she be using it in, right? So I don't know. I want to get into that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a thing. It's a real thing too, y'all. I'm not even playing with y'all. It's a whole thing going on out there. It's a real debate about that. Definitely another reason to keep people separate in all this gender war shit that they got going on. It's an agenda to keep us still fighting each other. You know what I mean? So they got that going on for themselves. But they falling for it. But I want to know. I want to know what y'all think. And for those of y'all that are watching, I see it's a bunch of y'all jumped on already. Hey, listen, do me a favor. The comments are going to be wide open. Make sure y'all jump in the comments. All right, I'm going to bring the crew up real quick, see what they got going on. C Double, what's going on, y'all? Yeah?
Hey.
Aye. Meek, what's good?
What's up?
Aye. Yo, y'all sounding good out here. Yo, so good to see y'all, man. How was y'all week, man?
You know, it was smooth. It was smooth. Got a lot of progression going with Preview. Can't wait to talk about that later.
Oh, I bet, y'all. You know, we got to hear what's going on with Preview. That's what's up, y'all. All right, what's going on with you, Meek? What's been going on with you all week? Well, it's only Tuesday, right?
It's only Tuesday. I mean, the week just started, so we good.
Nah, I see them orders is coming in.
Yes.
Right,
I had to return my hoodie. I got it too big. It was way too big.
Oh, really?
But that's okay. But I got some other things coming too. So I got a bag, a tote bag with it, and a keychain. So
I can't wait till that comes out. And I saw Country T got a cup.
Yeah, she got her glass.
Right. With the little pizza joint. I didn't even know you made different food.
Yeah, crazy. I got some with chicken and fries. Pasta, all types of shit.
Oh, nice. It is. Man, that's fly, yeah. All over, just, you know, like, you just never know. Like, people don't understand. Like, your ideas, you got to be around the people, man, that bring that shit out of you, yo, for real.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that turned into a thing for real. Next thing I know, she had that very next day, too. Next week, not like... No, like the next day she had prototypes out there. What y'all think? I don't think so. I was like, yo, she like that is serious, man, you know. But you know, that's dope because a lot of people don't take advantage of that spark when it comes, man. You know that? Like, do you know that people will get those type of visions and those ideas and they'll just let it go because they don't think that they could do it? Like, you really found a way. You found a way where you ain't had to do nothing but design.
Exactly.
Because there's so much stuff out there. Thinking outside the box, man. Dope. Well, I just want to get my little percentage for sparking the idea. I just want to let you know. You know what I'm saying?
You weren't even the one who said it, Kevin.
I ain't have to say it. I'm the one that clipped it up and made it a thing, yo. You forgot you said it until you saw it on the timeline. Like, oh, I did say that. Yep, you did.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
I'm just making it up. I know. I'm making it up.
Don't be believing this nigga.
Listen, I'm trying to put myself in there. That's all.
No, you know anybody delusional, they think they're going American Ninja Warriors.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
He
crazy.
Got that.
Y'all should never knock a man for his dreams. Okay.
I'm not. So, I told you I'll be there because.
One day.
I can't wait to laugh. That's going to be the loudest laugh I've ever had in my whole entire life. It's going to be the best. I cannot wait. Honestly, I'm excited.
Well, look, I want you to keep that same energy. I told you. Whenever I do the interview, whenever they do the interview with me, I'm telling you, yo, you're going to be the only one salty over there because you can't get the laugh off you came to get. You're going to be mad at yourself.
I'm going to get it. You're going to fall. We lit.
But yo, so check this out, y'all. I know y'all heard a little bit about what's going on. So listen, let me ask y'all something, man. You know, peer pressure. Let's just talk about peer pressure. We ain't gotta really talk about it in the sense of, you know, about Tyrese just yet. But I just wanna talk about peer pressure for a minute because I mean, as big adults, are we really out here allowing people to pressure us into anything like that we do not want to do? Is that a thing, y'all? Do y'all know people who are, you know, no judgment. I'm just asking, is there anything y'all want to tell me? Anybody want to talk about anything? You need help.
It depends. Is it good peer pressure or bad peer pressure? Because sometimes you gotta pressure your friends to do better shit for themselves. That's a little different. But anytime you gotta convince somebody or pressure somebody to do anything, it's considered peer pressure. So I guess it just depends. Like, what do we?
I don't know. But peer pressure has never been used in a positive connotation, has it? It always been seen like it's been used in a negative light. So let's just look at it from that standpoint. Because if it's positive, then yeah, I don't see how that would be a thing. Like, I don't think she would have divorced her husband because it was positive peer pressure. That was, you know what I mean? So that I'm thinking like peer pressure in the sense of, you know, because even when you think about what happened with Brother Polite, yo, I think he feel like he's got an image that he has to uphold. And I really think that he really feels like he's somebody that felt like he deserved more than what he had. And I feel like he felt pressure. I do. I feel like people be pressured off of social media and all these other shit.
That's so weird.
I mean, do they allow it? Do we allow that? Like, what you was gonna say?
I said that's weird. Like, I guess that's weird. That's so weird to me. Because what do you mean? Like, are you looking at somebody else's lifestyle? Like, I don't know. That's so weird.
I know, like, or somebody could just come in and just talk you into some shit. Like, basically, you ain't never smoked crack before. You know, everybody you know that smoke crack be dancing and talking to themselves. And somebody just come through out of nowhere one day. And then you just hit the pipe. Like, you know what? They just sell you on a commercial. They make it look like a cheeseburger or something. And you know, and then boom, you try, like, nobody. That's what I'm saying, because there are new crackheads. Like, it's just certain things that should be no
That's how
more.
I feel about heroin. Like, how, like, you have never seen a good-looking heroin addict. Like, never, ever in life. Like, you've never seen them in a good scenario. So never. Why
would you do heroin?
Why? Yeah. How like, it doesn't... It,
yeah, like, how you knew? Like, how you 2023 heroin? Like, what?
Yeah, you like, you seen... just started? Like,
you ain't seen nobody, like, you... You ain't seen none of that. You like, did you research that before you like? Could you go? Because you know back then they ain't had Google, but now you do. Like, you ain't.
Yeah.
Yo, stop playing. So that's what I'm saying, because there are new things that should not be like right now. There should be no new crackheads. There should be no new heroin addicts. There should be no new cocaine addicts either.
Like, they should be dying out by now. Like, they should be like an extinct or something at this point. Like, how are y'all still going? Y'all just making new crackheads? Like, why?
Yeah, the new ones are lazy. You know,
the crack dealers must be good salesmen. They must be really good salesmen.
So they must be. But you know what? It's not even that, because the back in the day crackheads, they was active. You know, you could pay a crackhead to fucking blow the clean your gutters. They can fucking fix your bike. Like, crackheads back then, they was on point. These crackheads now, different. I don't like them. So they need to stop.
Yeah.
The new crackheads, they're a little bougie. They not really about that life. Like, the old crackheads, are, you know, they hit your window for you, you know what I'm saying? Or they wash your car, they'll pull up, wash your car, you know what I'm saying? The new crackheads, they be like, nah, yo. And they'll pull up with, like, steaks and shit, and it'd be like, you know, like, the new crackheads don't even steal like they used to. They just go in people's house. Like, you know what I mean? The old crackheads would show up with some shit from the grocery store. The new crackheads
definitely
show up with some shit from somebody's house.
My house.
Yeah.
And how you know? Because they take, like, steaks, they take beer, and they take, like, remote control. They take shit. That's how you know they got the shit from somebody's house, because they bring in shit that don't go together.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They done bought a toy. They done got a tablet in there. Like, damn, son, hold on. You got a pack of chicken and a tablet in the food line, dog? I thought you might want it all. Like, damn, son, where you go shopping at? They went in somebody's house. So, you know, so it's different now. Like, they, I don't know. I just wouldn't understand why it's new. So, y'all, peer pressure. So, what we doing? Like, what is that? Like, for an adult nowadays?
I think you gotta want to do it. Like, deep down, you gotta want to do something. Like, I don't think anybody's really talking you into it. You already had the idea to smoke crack. And then somebody gave you the crack and then you smoked it. Like, you might have tried to put up a fight at first, like, oh, what, nigga, I ain't no crackhead. But then you just take the pipe and smoke it because you already wanted to smoke crack. Like, there's no way somebody's forcing you to do something you, as a big adult,
right,
that you didn't, like, already have the idea to do. Like, right. There's no way.
Right. Now, I agree with that because you... I just don't get that, y'all. I don't get how we doing that now in this day and age. Like, we are following other people that are definitely going down the wrong, definitely going the wrong way. Like, there's no way. Like, I mean, in this day and age, I don't get it. But they are, because in the sense of Tyrese, you know, like, you know, his wife says, because y'all know, like, in the beginning, whenever he did, he went through all that. And then, you know, at that time, I think his daughter was like one or something like that. And he was going through all these changes, you know, the what do you want from me? You know, that whole thing was over this situation because he couldn't see his child and all this other stuff. And then everybody was like, yo, he bugging, he wilding, he on, why he doing all that? Like, nah, it's him. It ain't her, it's him. He don't want to do, like, and then no matter what he said, I mean, the people were saying that. And then for her to come out and be like, yeah, I was peer pressured into, like, divorcing my husband. Like, I was pressured into doing it. And then, because he got a whole thing out. The only reason why I don't be showing the videos, y'all, because they be picking and choosing who they going to flag. I be using the little, what is it called? The, what's the shit called? The fair use. Fair use. I be using the fair use joint. Look at the CJ. She's like, get it out, nigga.
I was like, damn, what was this?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm getting there. I'm trying to figure it out. Y'all ass ain't help me. Y'all ain't know. Y'all wasn't helping
me. I know what you were going with it.
I had no idea where you were going with that.
You know, how some people help you with words? Like, something, nigga, cat, dog, what you saying? Y'all ain't say shit.
Hamburger.
Yeah, Fair Use Act. Fair use. All right. So, bam. So, you know, so they won't flag me. And they still flag me. So, I'm like, yo, fuck that. But, yeah, so I ain't showing nobody else videos and stuff like that no more, man. I don't know why. But anyway, so, yeah. So, he got one out where he responded to her. And he kept saying, why you keep saying people pressured you? It was your mother. He gave a name out, too.
You know what? That happened to me before. Not in the sense of getting divorced, but way back when, I don't like to call it ex, this was when I was in high school, but I used to date back in high school. Like, this dude allowed his brother to, I guess, like, talk him into breaking up with me, and I was just so lost because I didn't understand the concept of somebody talking you out of your relationship. Like, nobody can do that if, like you said, Meek, if you ain't already had your mind set for it, or you, like, how weak-minded could you be? Yeah. Like, let's really think about it. Let's talk about it, because what do they have to sell you in order for you to be like, you know, like, you bought in on that shit and you really moved on your actions? Like, you're fucking crazy. You're delusional. You deserve to be unhappy. There.
A people pleaser.
That's odd.
And it's bananas, too. You know why? Because people do that in a lot of different ways, because you know how it is. And the worst part about it is that when people go through things, they have the people that they go to. And the people who they go to always tell their business. So then the people who tell their business is the people who be gassing them up. oh, well, you should do this or you should do that, or I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that. And then, you know, they always put the battery in a person's back to make them think that way. You know, that's where the negative influence come from, right? From telling people your business when you're in a state of mind that causes you to be in some type of, if you're thinking, I got to figure something out, or you mad and you angry, or you just want to get somebody to agree with you. So you tell people about the negative shit because, you know, ain't nobody peer pressuring people to do shit positive. And that wouldn't be called pressure. That'd be called support. I mean, it wouldn't be no pressure in that unless somebody, and then it'd still be support. Even if you lazy and you got somebody on you like, yo, you got this shit, get the fuck up. That's still not pressure. That's motivation. So if it got anything to do with pressure or somebody telling you something or putting you in a perspective where you just like, yo, you know what? Fuck them. Then you weird, yo.
Yeah.
You always got to consider the source. Like, who's giving you this advice? If they're giving you relationship advice and they ain't got no relationship, that ain't the person that you should be listening to like that. If they telling you about job shit and they ain't got no job, like, they probably, if they tell you should quit that motherfucking job and you realize this motherfucker ain't had a steady job in 10 years, like, he may not be the one to listen to. Like, you gotta consider the source. Like,
yeah, that's facts. That's facts. Very you gotta important. You get advice from. Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
People wanna see you sitting in the same position they in. A lot of people don't wanna see you winning. So, you do gotta be careful. And even, you know, even if that person don't have a job, if they don't, like, sometimes I even like, you gotta learn how to listen to people that don't know how to, I guess, exhibit, like, follow their own advice. You gotta listen to them in a different way, kind of like,
oh no, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, somebody that done been in multiple marriages and multiple divorces, and now you want to give relationship advice. My whole thing is, I want to know what you did wrong. That's how I'm gonna learn from you. Don't try to give me no advice of no other shit, bro. Cause I'm gonna learn from you from a different way. So it all depends. And people gotta be careful because, like you say, they be looking for a bunch of confirmation bias. And my whole thing is, if you know, like, I could be mad at my man. I don't know. We're gonna do something real easy, everybody can relate to. You could be mad at your partner all day long. You going to your friends, and it's like, oh, he did that and the third. Like, girl, you and I both know that you know, kind of contributed to whatever the issue is. So instead of making it seem like it's him, whereas people is giving you one side of advice, like, stink. You got to be real with yourself. So if you know that's the case, you still allow somebody to talk you about your shit or talk you into cheating or talk you into, like, to me, I just feel like, they didn't peer pressure. You always wanted to do it because what are your clear, conscious, big-ass age of a mind? Like, what? Really, let's talk about it.
Exactly. And then people hold certain people to a high regard, like family members or, like, you know, just best friends and stuff like that. Like, people hold these people in high regard, so they feel like these people will never tell them anything that would jeopardize, well, you know, like, they feel that way, and then they wind up being wrong.
Your mama has been single and miserable all her life, thinking she a strong woman, a strong bitch, ain't let no man, you know, and now she talk to you about your shit, and now you say you gotta raise this baby by yourself. Listen. Girl, don't do that. Don't let mama talk your ass like, come on.
Listen, each and every day is happening because people keep telling people that you don't need these people and this person ain't that, and you are all right. You could do it without them, and you could da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, because I thought about this too. Like, I saw where a person was out there talking about reparations. We ain't gonna get too far off of this, but I just want to talk about this for a second because they were saying, yo, like, why they ain't giving y'all reparations? And then somebody said, yeah, they did give us reparations, they give us welfare. So listen, I was like, yo, what? So then it was like, yeah, think about it. Like, yo, they gave the black woman welfare. Like, they gave the reparations, they just gave it to the woman. They said, listen, you know what I mean? You gonna be able to get a crib, you're gonna be able to get food stamps, you gotta do all this, but this dude cannot be in here. You know what I mean? As long as this dude ain't in here, listen, check this out. This is how people are rationalizing this. They like, yo, long as this dude ain't in here, I got you. The government is saying, here, we got you. Well, he cannot be here. They get a check, they get food stamps, they get a voucher, da 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 da. So this person cannot be in this crib in order for you to get these benefits. I bet. So they disguise it in the form, they disguise reparation in the form of welfare. No, now I know. Now I know a lot of people like you saying. I want you to chime in a second too, because like I was getting ready to say, there's people who agree and people who don't agree. Like I get that. You know what I mean? The basic fact though is, you know what I mean? If the man, if the woman is alive, man, you ain't getting no benefit. That's just the truth of it. So whether people dub it as, you know, reparations or not, I don't know. But they're using that as a form of saying that's what it is. You know, as a form of saying, hey, yo, yeah, we're going to give y'all money, yo. We gave it to the woman, y'all. We ain't give it to y'all. We ain't give it to the man, but we gave it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Even though more white people benefited off of welfare than, you know, black women, period, or Latino women, period, because they outnumber. So they benefited more off of it either. But at the same time, think about it. They disguise it under other things. And I know, like, for most people, they won't agree. Like, even the people who didn't agree, they was like, nah, that ain't it. They did not. So people wouldn't be out here with the kids by themselves. I was like, yeah, they wouldn't be with the kids by themselves if the dude was in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't be that damn bad. Why you keep giving your vagina to these terrible people? Like, I don't know. Is dudes out here just taking it in the projects, or they giving it away? And just because you in the projects don't mean you got to be of a certain... You can still come out of there and really be pop. Like, being in the projects don't mean you dumb, stupid. Like, I don't know why the stigma come with that. You get what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm saying people use things and disguise it as other things. That's why I wanted to segue and use that thing that they said about welfare, because like y'all said, nah, I know CJ, you said you don't agree with that, right?
Yeah, no, just don't, not even like the basic concept or definition of reparations. Like that's not, you know, that wouldn't make sense. I think that just don't make sense. Not according to the definition, but you know, go off.
I mean, you know how it go. You know how it go out here. People are smart when they high. And they'll come up with a way to rationalize things in a very articulate way. You know what I'm saying? I said that I don't think that can be considered. My thing is that, my opinion, it can't be considered reparations. I see how you can look at it at a certain way, but I can't see, because so many other people benefited from it. Even foreigners that come into this country legally, they get it. So how,
if it was only for black women, then maybe I can see,
maybe
like right. See the spin, but no, like it doesn't even. No,
it
doesn't equate. Like it doesn't, it just doesn't make sense. I think they kind of connected far as monetary funds given to a certain, you know, particular group of people. But even then, like you say, if it was, I guess, only black women and all black women or just something of that nature, it would make sense. But I'm like, black people in all is not even the prominent or most people that's,
we're not the majority on welfare.
Yeah, we're not even the majority. So what are you like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you
exactly? But the way that we're, our images, so that goes back to what I'm saying about the pressure, about how people hide behind things. And they use that as a means to, because this woman said she didn't say her mom. He said her mom. He said, don't say people. Don't say you were influenced by people. Say who it was. He said the lady first and last name. He said it was her. That's who told you that's who told you. That's who said you done came up. That's who said now you done been in there long enough. Divorce from now, you'll get this, that, and third. That's what she said. You get what I'm saying? Because he, you know, so that was the whole thing. But remember, it's things that's hidden behind, just like with Jada and Will. Like we discussed that last week. Like, I think it's all staged because it's too many people. Like, it's, I don't know. It's too blatant for me to really, really think that they didn't discuss this before she rolled this out like this. You know, I just think it's all bullshit, yo, and hidden behind things instead of allowing people to get to the bottom of it. Like, look, you just didn't want to be married to the man. Like, it's okay to say that. I think people just don't think that because the truth ain't, need lights and shit in a red carpet, that it ain't the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be something big. Listen, I'm leaving you because when you sneeze, you spit. And I can't, that, it ain't gonna always be dramatic, you know what I mean? It could be like, yo, this just ain't working. And that could be your truth. Like, without having to go through all of this extra hoopla and, you know, wanting to point fingers and, you know, and say you spit when you're talking dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? It could very well go that way. You know what I mean? It's okay, like, to be, you know, like, whatever your truth may be, but not feel like you could be pressured.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Some, yo, look who showed up. Yo, ooh, there you go. The guy, the man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, son?
What's up? What's up? I'm done fighting crime for the day. Here I am in the flesh.
I see.
Bet. So look, we're talking a little bit about peer pressure, y'all. In the sense of being an adult, yo. We talked about a little bit, not too much, about Tyrese and his wife, because, you know, they trending again this week. Oh, well, last week, up in this week too. Because he responded to her actually coming out and saying that, you know, she was trying to, some type of way, try to figure out if she can get her family back, which would be him and, you know, along with her daughter and stuff like that, because she said that she was peer pressured or pressured into divorcing him in the first place. She had no real reason on divorcing him. And not only that, it was like a bunch of different people who was begging her not to do it. Like, they said, like, Creflo Dollar Wife and all these other people said that they were begging her not to do it because she had no real basis of doing it, and she did it anyway. And she said because she was pressured into doing it. And they, Tyrese came out with a video saying, yeah, I know you can't say they, it was your mother who told you to do that, because your mother, the reason why we had all our disagreements and everything that we had going on, it was because of your mother. So the parents living vicariously through their kids, is it such thing as a mama's girl like it is a daddy's girl? I mean, a daddy, what is it? A mama's boy? A mama's boy, right? A mama's boy. Is there such thing as a mama's girl? We don't ever talk about that. You know, Tamika, you made a great point a couple of shows ago where you said, you know, a lot of times daughters and moms, they don't really get along sometimes in a lot of people's relationships when they, you know what I mean? It ain't till they get older that they really try to figure it out. They don't really get along. So to have a mom that you just listen to no matter what, like, is that a thing? Because that's what happened. Well, at least that's what she's saying what happened. So that's just to bring you up to speed a little bit, Kev. We got other things we got to talk about too, because we was going to talk about this other thing too, but we got time.
Let me try now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I really feel as if people don't really understand their sphere of influence. And they allow people who are around them to be so much a part of their business, but you don't really know what that person's intention is. And just because a person is related to you, they're close to you, you would feel like they want what's best for you. But a lot of times people want what's best for them. And what's best for them is you being in a situation where you need them, where you prove them right, where they get to be the person to say, see, I told you so. I told you that man wasn't going to do right by you. I told you that woman didn't love you. I told you this, because misery loves company. You know what I'm saying? As you see, the people who were coming to try and keep a positive relationship were people who were in a positive relationship or who knew how to balance. You know, it's other married women who were coming and saying, hey, stick with your man. Stick with your man. Work out these differences. Because let me tell you, there's nothing on the other side. You know, all of these people that are telling you, girl, you could do better. Can you? Bro, you could do better. Can you? You know what I'm saying? Can you?
That's a valid question. It's a very valid question.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's just, you know, social media gets people amped up. And, you know, I don't know if in her mind she was like, well, I could just leave him and take half the money. And then maybe she ain't get half the money. And maybe she didn't get custody of the kid. And now she's sitting here like, oh, I want my family back. If your family was the most important thing, why did you let it get to this point in the first place?
You know, and they had a prenup because she came in with the whole thing. Like, I'm not into the whole fame and money and fortune and all that other stuff. So I'm marrying you for that. So they got the prenup. But now she still got two, three. He said he's up to almost $1 million in lawyer fees because of her not having a occupation, like we talked about last show about the alimony thing. It all ties in because she didn't. He has to pay for the legal fees, even though she's the initiator of a divorce. So he's paying for three lawyers because she hired three different lawyers to try to find a way to get around the prenup. So he's having to pay this fees. And what they're saying is, don't worry, you can't get nothing from the prenup. But what we'll do is we'll keep adding on and adding on. He'll continue to have to pay the bill. And then you'll get. So think about that, y'all. That's what's going on right now. Because he even says in his video, the video just got put up today, y'all. And he said, like, yo, if you really want us back or you really feel like you were wrong for things, then tell your lawyers to chill. I'm still gonna make sure that you're good. Just tell them to chill then. But then that's the plea. Go ahead, T.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get an understanding before you finish. They have a prenup in place.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, a prenup only works in a favor of the other person if the main person cheats or something. Mm-hmm. You gotta prove like infidelity, but other than that, a prenup stands. Like, you cannot work your way around a prenup. How the fuck did you let your mother talk you out of your marriage and you knew you signed the fucking prenup? What money did you think you was gonna get out of it? And then now you begging this man to be in a relationship with you and you just deceived him, broke his heart, broke his fucking pockets, and then you.
Yeah,
bad advice.
Because of the pressure, it was too much pressure.
But guess what? She's a social media influencer now. She has a podcast. She's on YouTube. She does relationship stuff. She's she has a thing where she talks about certain men and the qualities that men look for and women, and she got a whole thing. Like, she rolling out here with that shit and women are flocking behind her, not knowing that this is the basic scenario of how she came to be a person that wound up on social media. How she became famous enough for people to recognize her was because of the divorce through Tyree. So think about that. So I'm just saying, like, it's a real thing out here where people are weaponizing marriage, right? They're weaponizing emotion, and then they're weaponizing your children. So you got to think about it. Even though we had the show last week when we were talking about the love languages, or the week before, whatever that was, and we were talking about the love languages, imagine having your false love languages given to you, yo. Like, imagine somebody knowing your love languages enough to just play you out. Now, imagine that, yo. Imagine the type of person it would take for them to learn you enough to be able to deceive you by using your love languages against you. And then you wind up falling in love with a person, you have a child with them, and then they use a child against you whenever. Imagine that.
I could never.
That's what makes things a little bit differently. That's why I feel like I hate that we have such platforms and so many things where we're divided in so many different ways when it comes to men and women. Like, we have such the division of men do this versus that, women. It's so pathetic, yo. Same thing with Shorty and the Cheesecake Factory, and same thing with Shorty with the oysters. Like, Shorty with the oysters is still trending.
There was a new list that came out.
I seen that.
I saw that. Yo, go ahead, Cash. Like,
no, I mean, it's a whole list of places not to take me on a first date.
Exactly.
And I'm like, now,
they got women out here with this list posting it. I mean, standing proud to post a list of saying dates to not take them on a first, places to not take them on a first date.
Family functions, ice cream, like I think it said the movies, Applebee's, Chili's, you name any of them places, Red Lobster, like anywhere that's a far drive, bowling. I'm like, I mean, where you want to go?
There was only a few of them on there that I agree with, like a family function, like no, first date, don't take me to your family house. Like, I don't want to go see your grandma.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be. Yeah, that's a flag on the play right there, yo. Like, nah, you don't. Yeah, that's weird as hell, yo. For a first date, like, we going to the family reunion as who? What you introducing me as, yo? Like, what we doing?
Exactly. Nah.
I mean, yeah, it's
that was the only one where I was like, yeah, no. But there was, I think there was, oh, to their house, like, that was another one where I was like,
I mean, you can't Netflix and chill, though. Like,
no, on a first date?
On a first date?
Huh?
I mean,
on the first date,
people do work.
We know the caliber you go for, Kev. We're talking horse,
horse. On the first date, no sir. That's
I will not confirm nor deny these allegations that are being.
Hey yo, first date though, y'all. Yeah. Like, listen, to the crib. Like, I wouldn't even feel safe going to somebody's crib for the first date, because they could probably be setting you up.
People come.
Especially if they think you got a little bit of change. Because remember, them pretty girls be the main ones that them dudes be using to set cats up. They don't use no hood boogers.
I wish I could have somebody on this podcast that would be honest for a second.
What you mean? Go ahead, yo. What we?
You ain't never met a chick and took her to the crib the same day.
Raw.
See what I mean?
Let me go through my mental database.
Trying to make sure. Yes, he ain't going.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with that. That has everything to do with us. Stop playing.
I don't need somebody respectful. I need somebody.
No, I'm being honest with you, yo. I ain't never met nobody.
You should have burned the perv on here.
Yeah, you got the wrong person, B. Not nobody that you met the same day. You know what I'm saying? And then took him home. Nah, I ain't never.
You ain't ever left the club like.
Listen, first of all, listen, this is the thing. Back in the day, and I'm about to sound old.
Back in my day.
But listen, yo, listen, whenever we went to the club, people danced. Even if not really danced, they danced enough where you don't want to take nobody home after the club. I'm just trying to be honest with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't what you want to do, because you got to get into too much other stuff. Like, they got to take bath. They got to have change of clothes. Like, when you doing all that, that's too much. And I ain't good with smells, yo.
I mean, Jay-Z made a whole song about
I'm
that.
I'm just trying to be completely honest with you. I don't do good with smells. Smells that have me in somewhere, you know, like watching TV.
We talked about this. Remember, we had the whole hand soap conversation.
I know, but then
she
that's the bacteria.
Like,
soap,
we just had this whole conversation.
Yeah, B, but then that mean that mean you got to give them stuff. Then what they going to do? Put back on that old shit that they was...
to make that walk of shame?
They were dancing around in the club, yo.
Someone should have raised you better, of course.
And then how you going to trust somebody like that? Then they come over with you and throw them in the shower and give them a t-shirt? Like, that's too much, yo. Like, you... Nah,
it's about a five-pack of white tees. Here go a white tee. Complimentary toothbrush. Thank you for playing. Kev,
you got to relax, because Mika just, you know what I mean? You just said the comments don't confirm it. Deny. You kind of confirming it right now, B. You got.
I'm just giving a details. Perspective.
The only thing you didn't give was the dates and locations.
It's not like I keep that in my phone. Like, what's wrong?
Yo, with you wildin', yo. You wildin'. Nah, yo. I ain't never been that. Like, nah, not taking nobody home from no club and none of that dumb shit, yo. That's corny to me. I ain't with it. I like I said, I can't do good with smells and shit. And I can't trust that, you know what I'm saying? Everything is I can't trust that, yo. So nah, I ain't with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Man, CJ tried to blow my spot. So I'm like, he ain't going, you know what? He crazy. I'm gonna be honest, it's a lot of experience out here. It's a lot of experience, but it's just certain things that just wasn't attractive, I think.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, it's things that, you know, I've done, but then it's things that people have done, and I'm like, yeah, I'll pass on that one. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't me. Like, we was talking to somebody the other day, like, we was talking about the difference between how people have a threesome and then how somebody run a train on somebody. Like, yeah, it's involving three people. Why y'all? What's wrong with y'all? Yo, what's?
I mean, I'm leaving. That
why y'all? Why y'all? What's good? Like, why y'all do that? Yo,
he was like, wait,
right? What are we talking about? Because, like, it's a difference. Like, yo, it's a difference. You know what I mean? Like, it's a title and it's a difference. So, you know, it's just certain things that I'm not with. Like, you know, it's certain dudes who experience running trains. I'm just not a dude that want to be around another dude with a dick hard.
Okay, I get
you. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, care that that's a thing that people do when they, you know, as a thing. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
when you say it like that, though, you make it sound crazy. Like,
I mean, it is crazy.
You talking about like, perspective. It's perspective.
Hey, Cav, like, nah, crazy, you son. Know, what you gonna
you're
do?
You're not thinking right, about that.
So,
you know.
Hold on. What you doing? Exactly. Right, yo, if one person in the back and the other person in the front. Now, I don't know about that, but y'all facing each other.
Listen.
You're the dude facing each other, B. You ain't no way you not. You can't even catch. Then what y'all gonna do? Switch? Are you gonna walk around and hold you?
Hey, yeah, especially she giving problem. Both of y'all head. Y'all looking each other dead in the face because she all she doing is going for one.
She just back and forth with it. You just standing there looking at it too because you waiting for her to come back to yours, looking at her, looking at yours. Like, you just looking at that. You just looking back and forth at dick, like dick ping pong or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it is not attractive, yo.
My like, thing is, when you put it like that, I mean, come on, perspective. You got to think. That was like for a lot of us, that was like teenage years. Like, you was just happy to get some. Bro, I got a runner. You got a runner. Yeah. Bring her through. Everybody go for it. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
I feel you.
We grown now. I can't. Yeah, we grown now, bro. Like, we grown. So it's different. But
I mean, I can dig it. I can dig it.
There's parties. We talked about that too. It's whole parties that you walk in and you like, oh, why did I high five somebody? Oh no.
Yeah, because you know I got caught up in that swinger party. I ain't gonna front. And I saw all kind of shit. But that's the thing, you know, like I don't know about seeing it and performing with it. Like, I don't know. I think that's two different energies. Like, I think like looking at, you know, being surprised by a bunch of people around fucking and naked and leather and shit like that, that's one thing. But then you making a conscious decision, like, fam, you ready? You ready? Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I don't even know how to have a conversation with fam. Like, what you doing? Like, yo, fam, so I right, so look, I bet.
Yeah, game book out and shit.
Yeah,
right, game plan. Listen,
these are motherfucking rules, B. And we ain't doing no double penetration, fam. We ain't doing none of that. And, you know, if you go around the front, fam, I'm telling you, man, yo, cover your face. I ain't playing with you, yo. And then do me a favor. We gonna have the lights all the way out. I don't want to see your shit, yo. You know, like, we ain't gonna have no conversation like that. And even when we was younger, like, I get you, Kev. Like, you right. When you know, just to get some, I know people put it together. But I'm just saying, it's just certain things that just wasn't attractive. It's like, everybody got these different experiences in life. Just like, you know, there's some women who would never want to do a regular threesome, you know what I mean? But then there's some that'll jump off in a threesome and shit like that. So it's just different experience. Some things are just not attractive. Like we were talking earlier, Kev, before you got on. Like, it should be no new crackhead. It should be no new heroin addicts. It should be no new cocaine. It should be no new ones. So, yeah. Like,
well, coke is still kind of glamorized, so yeah, I can see why people might still want to do coke.
Yeah,
but crack and heroin, for sure, for sure. Like, you should not ever have seen a crackhead or a heroin addict. Like, yes,
I
want to be like him when I grow up. There's never ever a situation where that should happen.
Exactly,
those should be gone. Yeah, those should be gone, phased out. at this point should be phased out because people face
it. Should have did a quick run. Yeah, that should have been a quick run.
So certain
and it
things,
deteriorates you quick, so you really shouldn't even fall
away
that.
From
that
here. Even... I mean, away from here. So some things just not attractive.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. People experience things, and I get it. You know, it's a lot of recovery. It's a lot of people who recover, and you know, from crack and heroin. I know some people who have recovered from alcohol. You know what I mean, or whatever. Like they made it. You know what I mean. You know, but at the end of the day, it just ain't attractive to me. Like I get it, but it ain't attractive. So that's all I'm saying. Like I ain't knocking a person that do that. That you know, a bunch of dudes. If they right now, like yo, we running trains out here. I don't get it, but I ain't gonna judge you, fam. But I'm just saying, like it's just certain things that's not attractive. You can invite me to that party, B.
Yeah, I'm gonna judge you, like bro. For one,
oh word.
For one, I'm like, bro, why would you call me? Like, why'd you like? Yo, who I really want to see going putting in some work. Call Kev.
Kev.
Tag Kevin. Hey, bro.
Kevin, like he tear ass up too. Let me call Kev. Cause
you're not about to be congratulating and
I can imagine Kev getting a call like, "Yo, Kev, man, come through, man. I know you tear ass up like me. Come on, like what?
Like, wait, what, nigga? Hold right. up,
right? That's
is
what
that
I'm saying.
Compliment, like peer I don't pressure. Even...
peer right? How you take that? How you take that, Meek? That's a compliment. Like, do Kev be like, I look like I tear ass up? Or do we or do we be like, yo, fam, how you looking at me, yo? Like, what? Hold on.
Which
like,
one is it?
What you like, see? What you see me? You looking at the wrong shit, yo. You got the wrong lens in your glasses.
Right. Just,
I mean, right.
Then I got to be like, what? The, you know, I got to think, like, what quality of woman you got over there? Like, and if she going to let you do it and then random people out your phone? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that.
I don't want none of that.
I don't know what you gave her.
Right.
That ain't no better than you taking a bitch home from the club.
Hmm. No, that's true. I mean, that's true. That's kind
so,
of true.
Allegedly.
Hold on.
You gotta say it right.
Hold on.
He's like, first of all.
This is a no judgment zone. Okay.
But listen, I'm gonna read these lyrics to you and then I'm gonna answer that. 12 a.m. on my way to the club. 1 a.m. DJ made it a rub. 2 a.m. now I'm getting with her. 3 a.m. now I'm splitting with her. 4 a.m. I'm at the Waffle House. 5 a.m. now we at my house. 6 a.m. I be digging her out. 6:15 I be kicking her out.
Right. That's Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Right.
One night stand. Doing this.
One night stand. Right. But I don't know if he could have rhymed anything with shower in them bars, but I'm just saying it don't mean that he might be all right with that smell, yo.
The nigga made a song, "Give Me That Funk, That Stink, That Gushy Stuff." Remember?
Right. That's because that's before he got fame and knew that women could wash after the club. Like he ain't had no time. They was going straight to little hotels, dropping their shit and pumping. They didn't think about all that. Them dudes was walking out of them little fish tanks. But yeah, look, it's a little German. It's a guy called, what's my man's name, yo? Never Clean. He's out in Germany, yo. He's a German rapper, yo. He said, please react to him, yo. So what up, B? How you, man? But anyway, so look, hold on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He out here in these streets, yo. He out in Germany, he said. He a German rapper, yo. Word, shout out to y'all out in Germany, yo. Double salute, yo. Word up. But he out on Twitch watching us. CJ, your joint muted. What you say?
Shout out to you. We're going to listen to your shit, and if your shit ain't good, baby, we're going to tell you. But I got you.
Are we doing that?
I got a thing. So, yeah, so we're going to start coming up in season two, yo, because I still got a lot of artists be asking me why we don't, you know what I'm saying, review their music, and I got a way that we could do it now, you know what I mean, through the joint. We could play it. So we lit. So I'm going to start doing, like, maybe one show a month, yo. We're dedicated to, like, playing some artist shit, you know what I'm saying, and we give an honest review. Like, I ain't gonna shit on nobody. You know how it is. It's just like, you know.
Okay.
We wanna do a couple of things. He said he'd do some street stuff. All right, B.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
Fam out here watching us on Twitch right now. So that's dope, yo. Volo Ab, yo, double salute to you. All right. So look, y'all, let's just put it to you like this. All right. So before we go, do y'all think that it should be a thing where people are out here talking about it's a real thing? A real debate, y'all, about women calling their significant others daddy. Okay. Now let me say, what's the context, y'all? Go ahead, CJ, because I know you ready. You was waiting on that one. What? Go ahead. What's the context we doing, yo? Because they got women. So before we get into it, let's just say this so we'll know the context. They got women out here who feel like, you know, they feel like that's disgusting for other women to call their men daddies because they may think that they got some type of, you know, daddy issues and different things like that. There are dudes who were saying that they don't want no woman calling them daddy because they don't want to be looked at as their father. But then it's other people who are like, call me that because that mean I'm... And then they got people who say they use that when they're staying in bed and shit like that. But what do y'all think, yo? Like, is that... Like, what do y'all think?
I feel like, because we got to understand, we got to keep in mind, when people voice their opinions, we got to pay attention to the age, we got to pay attention to the generation, we got to pay attention to all that shit. Okay. I feel like, I guess it's Gen X, like millennials, that started like late 80s, mid 90s or some shit like that. Like, okay. In like 87 to like 93, I don't know. That on down, I think, right. Is that's when the whole daddy term came about. Now, why, I don't know, but that's where all that came about. I think if it's older guys, then no, because remind them, because they got kids out here that's probably your age. They probably beating the cheeks of a bitch who says ages. So when you hear that and you say daddy, it's not like it was young dude.
Yeah, like, he just get up. What you call me?
Yeah, like, no, baby, don't call me that. I got kids and I got grandkids, so don't. You know, like, don't do that. Like, that ain't sexy for us. But I think for younger guys or people that's like, you know, they late 30, I mean, they mid 30s and, you know, younger, it's like, you know, that's a thing. That's a thing. I know Monique, it's funny because she called her husband daddy, but not in a, like, it's more so because of, like you say, like, she came in her mouth and said specifically because he raised her. So, I respect it. I get it from her perspective. I definitely respect it. It's, you know, not nothing for me to touch on because I simply respect her point of view. But I think in a term of that, and as she explained to her stand-up comedy, it comes from other things.
Right, true.
But older men, no, don't call them daddy because they just think about their kids and their grandkids. Do that shit with young guys. They don't play ego boost.
Now Herschel might like that.
that's a no for me. I can't ever in my life. I wouldn't even call my father daddy. Like, that's just, I don't I mean, I don't even refer when I talk to my father, like, I haven't talked to him in years, but when I did, I never called him daddy. And so I wouldn't call another man daddy either. I have different father issues. I don't see him in a good light. So I wouldn't, I feel like that would be derogatory if I called a guy daddy, my opinion. Gotcha. So I guess it depends on your relationship, which I don't know. It just doesn't sound good. Gotcha. I don't knock nobody else for using it. If that's their term of endearment for their significant other, that's what's up. It wouldn't even sound right coming out my mouth. It wouldn't feel right. Like, no.
Gotcha.
Shit, you broke my husband, be breaking my back, baby. I'm calling whatever the fuck you want me to.
I'm like, call you what? Like, that would stop the whole move. Call you what?
Word. So hold on. So Meek, you telling me fam in the middle of it, he just going crazy. He just be like, yo, call me daddy. And you want to do what? What you going to do?
Never. Dry
you ain't going to say it?
No.
You ain't even going to say it. You ain't going to even say pops.
You ain't even gonna like mumble nothing. You just gonna
go keep going. Or
you know what? Because it's just like how men be like, you know, oh, say this my put. You know, like you had your little thing, your little thing.
Oh, what? Dude, they say that?
Huh?
What you mean, huh? I'm asking. Dudes say that? Dudes be really out here talking about who pussy is this, or is this my pussy? They be saying that?
Yeah, like people. Okay, so you got like kink. It's different kinks. You got like, so it goes along with kinks. We're not gonna get into this show. We'll be talking forever. But yes, they be like, you know, it's a dominant thing. It's an ego thing. You know, so it's like, gotcha, you know, being this, you know, who pussy is. I'm just like, if you
say it again.
Hey, no.
But why you get the deep voice with it, yo? Like, yo, that's how dudes be sounding, yo. That's how dudes be sounding.
Yeah.
She had to get into the role, you know. You gotta get in character.
But look, I that's some corny shit to be sitting around here asking all them dumbass questions while you working, yo. Like, I don't know. But I mean, I guess like you said, it's an ego booster.
They need validation.
That's a love language. Okay. That's a love language. Well, maybe they want encouragement. Like, yo, yeah, tell me I'm working out because you might be quiet.
Yeah.
No, she quiet. You getting something out of here, yo? Who pussy is this? So she. What if she? What if she say mine? Like, what do you do? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Where do you
keep asking her?
Like,
nah, you just gotta
try
like,
to convince her otherwise.
Yeah,
it ain't yours, it's mine. Tell me it's mine. She'd be like, no, it's mine. He'd be like, well, why? Like, that's gonna take the whole thing away. Yo, right?
I'm fighting for custody. Like,
yeah, then you're gonna get stuff and all that shit. You're gonna go down because you ain't getting the ego boost you want. She done told you the truth. You ain't tell her to lie. You just ask her a question. You should have said, lie to me for, but I'm about to ask you a question. Lie to me. And then she would have went along with it.
Well, you know how alpha males is, you know what I'm saying?
Oh no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay. Cut it out.
All right. Yo, listen, alpha males are the worst because alpha males are the one. Yo, let's talk about that for a second because you got some alpha males are the worst. Because alpha males are the ones that feel like because they bark loud, you know what I mean? And they put a little bit of aggression in their emotions and stuff, that really is what solidifies them as an alpha.
I don't really
get that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Most guys who say they're alpha male are not.
They're not. Male. Thank you. They're betas. You're not an alpha. No, alpha male. You don't have
because
to.
You don't have to say shit.
Thank
like
you.
Your demeanor about you. Says
it oozes. We can sense it. Like vampires sense blood. Like, whoo, it's just it hit.
If
them.
You have to say it, and then we just kind of look at you like
facts.
That's probably because you're not an alpha male.
She said, we just look at you like.
No matter how tight your shirt is, you're just not that guy.
You're just not. No.
Kev, it's okay. It's okay.
No. Hey, yo, listen. I just want to say this to y'all, man. Y'all know it's a lot of people who are really being fooled by alpha male or a person who claims to be that. You know, it's a lot of people who don't understand what the difference is between, you know, what an alpha and a beta and a sigma male is. And to be honest, it's a lot of people out here barking. They loud. They really loud.
Loud.
But I don't understand where they get the alpha from. Like, so what makes an alpha? Like, I know, ladies, what you said. Like, if you a real alpha man, you don't got to say it. It's going to come off. You're going to ooze it and all that other shit. But what makes an alpha male? Like, what makes a man an alpha male? Is it because, you know, like, what? He talk loud? He dress flashy? What makes a man an alpha male? His money? Like, what makes him an alpha male, y'all? Like,
it's in a demeanor. Like, it's a characteristic. It's a... It's innate.
It's their personality. It's everything about them.
Yeah, it's something deeper than monetary or nothing materialistic can compared to, because at that point in time he may not necessarily have all the money in the world, but how do he carry himself? How do he hustle? How do he like it's it hit different. Like the loudest man in the room, you can't be an alpha because you loud. Alphas, you gonna sense it from their presence. They ain't gotta say much. It's when they walk,
people are gonna be drawn to them,
all the attention, right? Like just like how some women, like we know when we walk in the room, how we don't have to say much. We could try to be that fly on the wall, but not understanding that we getting a lot of attention. Like we getting attention from you know. So it's just
right.
It don't got nothing to do with what you wearing or how much money you got in your pocket. Because the brokest, bummiest motherfucker in the world can have all the money in the world. You just a dummy with money. Like that's just what it is. But that don't make you an alpha. So it's just, I don't know how to explain it as a female. I feel like a man can articulate that better, but I think me and Meek did a good job. It's just...
No, y'all doing good because, like, an alpha male is not something that a man... Like y'all said earlier, which is the main objective. Like, if you are alpha male, you don't say it. So for a male to really break it down what an alpha male is, that's even corny. Because that means that you could pick up on characteristics like... You can't even really, if you're an alpha male, like if that's who you are, that's because of your energy that you give off to the people around you. They are the ones that validate whether you are alpha male or not. Not you as a person. Like you walk around here saying, that's why I say how people feel like they identify as something. It's the same thing. You can identify as an alpha male.
Don't make you one.
But it don't make you one. Because that's
I always say
thing.
Your energy speaks more than you, like your energy speaks more than your actions, the shit you say, like none of that shit matters because your energy's gonna tell it. So you can say you an alpha male. Your energy's like, nigga, please. Like
it's giving beta.
Nah, yeah. That like, shit stinks.
It's a lot of delusion, like, yeah. Y'all. It's a lot of delusion out here when it comes to that. It's a lot of people being fooled by the whole term of alpha male. And then they got the thing about the masculine female too. So you got the alpha male and you got the masculine female. So you got the female that like to argue, that like to fuss, that like to be in the right, and they're considered to be masculine. So then we have the ones that say they're alpha female. So we got a bunch of people out here accepting titles for themselves based on their vibrato, like how they give up their information or how they go about, you know, how they speak about themselves or whatever kind of confidence they have. That's what they feel like deserves the term alpha, because they have a certain level of confidence that can't be broken by nobody. So that makes them an alpha. When I know y'all use the word all the time, I think it don't make you alpha. I think it make you delusional.
You know, convince yourself.
Yeah,
convincing yourself.
For standing up for myself, I'm all for that. But, ma'am, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't want to be an alpha female. Like I get it in a sense of you can naturally draw a crowd, you can naturally lead, you can do all that. But I don't know. I guess it's just so masculine to me. It's like I don't want to be a alpha. I don't know. Maybe it don't even make sense. But I don't know. That's just odd to me. Like what?
Right.
Yeah.
I get it. It sounds weird to hear alpha female. I know this lady, she's a coach, and that's what she's naming her new program as alpha female. And I was like, ew. Like, it just sounds.
I put it on a planner for you, though.
Yeah. No, I stopped working with her. I can't fuck with that bitch.
Damn, me. All right. Tell her how you really feel.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a bunch of people out here who really run with this moniker. Y'all. Like, they got this energy about themselves where they feel like they are this thing, an alpha. Like, this is what makes you who you are. Because then it turns from alpha, and it goes to narcissist, and it goes to, it just keeps going all down the line based on a person's, I guess, their ability to speak their mind. I don't know, because I still don't get it. Like, I still don't get what makes another person call themselves that. Like, I can understand if other people look at you that way, that you can't help how people perceive you. But I still don't get how people call themselves that.
Like, I think it's, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll say, I think it's more so, you know how when we had that conversation, like, probably like a month or so ago, about how people can confuse their definition for something for their perspective of something.
True,
where that shit comes from, because when you have your own perspective of something, people would doubt on that hill.
Yeah,
people would do it. They would doubt on that hill, but that's just not you, Stank. That's not you. I don't want to be an alpha. I don't mind being independent. Like, I'm gonna say I don't mind being independent, because I do, because it's just some shit I just refuse to do. I'm sorry. It's just, you're a man around, you're gonna do it. Not saying it's like a role thing, but just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but I would love to stand on my own as a female, because if all fails and anything was to happen, knock on wood, not enough and wood, you know, I need to be able to sustain for myself. I need to be able to be independent. I need to be able to continue to like make sure my train is running. But that don't negate the fact that I don't need a man. And I don't need my man to be a man. I'm not trying to be independent, baby. I don't like working. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be one of them. What is it? Stay at home. I don't care. I'm 30 and I don't realize I don't like working. I don't like working for people. I like working for myself. I don't like working for people. Send me home. I'm sick of it. Y'all want to be independent? No. I'm sick of this shit. So ghetto. I hate this shit. Okay.
Send me home.
Let me just be home. Let me take care of the house. Let me take care of the kids. Let me do shit I want. Let me be a la la land. Let me just flourish and cut my brain off. Just let me do that. Like, just I don't want to be independent all the time.
Cut my brain off, bro.
You well, to be honest, because when you always have to be independent and you always have to find a way or make sure shit shake, like, it puts you as a female in a different place.
So put you in that masculine energy. That's where you
Thank you. So a lot of women like to harbor on, like, yeah, I got that masculine energy. But that's because you have to provide for yourself. You're doing the job of what, you know, built for a man to do, which is provide. You got to financially provide, emotionally provide. You got to literally hold all the weight. So it's going to change a lot of things, even your hormones. Like, women don't realize how much that literally affects our health. So do I want to be independent or masculine? No, I don't. No, I don't. Because I don't even know how to gas in my gas tank. I did once upon a time, but my mind do that. Why I'm going to the gas station? What? I don't know. No. I ain't doing it.
Well, I mean, right now, women are getting a badge of honor. They're being celebrated all over the world. They have things that they do. They have conferences. They have parties. They have get-togethers. They have trips. All behind being an alpha, being independent, and not needing no man. So as we continue to live this life that we live, where we got people who feel like they don't need a man, then you got men who feel like all women are the same, then you got a vast majority of men locked up, you got those that play for the same team, and you got all of these other things that people are facing, and then you got men becoming women that's competing with women for the same men that women can't get. And it's weird. It's like a man, it's just a whole bunch of circling and a whole bunch of, you know, things that's going on out here that got people divided. And I wonder sometimes, like, these terms, like, do people really, really take time to really think about what they're claiming when they say these things, like their alphas or their, you know, whatever the term may be that describe themselves, because they want people to feel like that's their energy. When, if you are that or not, people going to be able to pick it up without you saying it. I don't know what makes people think that, you know, we can't tell if you corny or not because you loud. Like, we can still tell that you corny, fam. Like, we get it. We see your Gucci belt. We get the belt. We see the belt. Because you got your shirt tucked in. We ain't wore our shirt tucked in.
Yeah, and it's tight as fuck.
Of 88.
Yeah.
Right? We ain't seen a shirt tucked in since Easter 88. And now you got a Gucci belt. We see it, fam. You still corny.
Listen.
Yeah, you got a mansion. Man, yo, that Ferrari dope, but you still corny, yo, fam.
It's a lot of corny people with money, bro.
Listen, it's a lot of corny people in a lot of really dope positions. And it's just that people get confused with the position, with the person. Like, the person's still corny, yo. There's so many different things that people will let you know exactly how they give it up. If you just pay attention sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if you pay attention, they'll show you easily how they give it up. It's going to come off, y'all. And the first time, you ladies, I don't care who y'all are. It's a lot. I don't know how many of y'all are watching this, that, and the third, but I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Anytime a dude describes himself as an alpha male, I don't know what the flag thing is. I don't know what the red flag is. We got to have a talk about that, because that's another thing. I guess the ladies going to have to do some research and let us know what are the red flags for men, because it's a lot going on out here where they talking about red flags now and what you're supposed to pay attention to. So we're going to have to figure that out. But I don't know what the red flags are of men, because I'm not into men. So we got to figure out from women what those red flags are, because I wouldn't be able to speak from that perspective. And then me and Kev, we could talk about the other thing, and we can have a red flag conversation, because I really want to get to the understanding of what that is. Not this show, but, you know, for those of y'all that's watching, y'all want to join us next time we jump on, we'll talk about it a little bit. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's part of what we're talking about now. It seemed like the last few shows all tie in together, even though there are different scenarios happening out there in the world. It just doesn't make sense to me, y'all. I'm going to be honest. For those of y'all that are watching, remember, if y'all watching this now, if y'all not subscribed, just subscribe to the channel real quick. Hit the notification button so that way anytime we go live and we drop clips, you can come back on and you can check it out. Titles, y'all. Like, is titles really important? I just think, y'all, like, for those of y'all that are watching, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why the title is so important for you. Validation is one thing, I get it, but the title, like, you really call yourself these things? Like, yo, you just really sound corny. I hope most people pay attention to the fact that, you know, when it comes down to people saying they judging you, like, they don't even be judging you, man. Like, yo, if you corny, you corny. That's not a judgment. Like, yo, it's just an opinion. Yeah. It's not a judgment, yo. If you corny, you corny. Yo, fuck that, man.
It's literally
like,
a judgment.
Is it? Judgment. It's just corny. Is it, CJ? Is it a judgment, really, CJ?
Literally a judgment.
She's like, literally. It ain't really.
That would be it. It definitely would be it. So I'm like,
is like right there. Right.
So basically what y'all saying is I'm making my own definition to the word up, yeah, like we just said. I'm doing that.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. It's okay.
So it is judging it. All right. Well,
just tap it. It's one of that fine line of, you know, judgy, but, you know, realistic. You know, it's some people who out of whack with reality, you gotta be judgy to bring them back down to, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yo, listen, so we're gonna be half and half. We ain't gonna even take that to the chin like that. We're gonna take it halfway. We're gonna take it to the cheek.
Yeah.
We lit out here, y'all. Word. Hey, yo, look, but let me ask y'all, Daddy, we still ain't talking about that. Is it cool or not? Tamika, we know not to ask you. Oh, Lord, hell no.
It just makes my face change. I don't know.
I'm not even gonna do a skit with you and have somebody father in it. I'm just gonna. I'm gonna keep that away. Yeah, I ain't even know. We might have to have a talk about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not one day. No, we might wait because that's a little heavy. We'll wait because we be having guests that come on that give us heavy topics. I don't really like to be heavy too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I ain't gonna lie. I'm still, yo, Quinchella, I'm still dropping clips of what's going on with them in LaDasia, man. And I still feel that day.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So, yo, I'm dropping them clips as much as I can. I've been going in there finding them too, y'all. I'm gonna try to find 100 clips out of that motherfucker. I want her to get as much publicity as possible, y'all, like on this situation. You know what I mean? So, all right, y'all. So, look, man, before we get out of here, y'all know how we do, man. If y'all got any. Well, let's just put it to you like this. I know we all got some shit. I know y'all all doing some shit and things. We're going to talk about that. But I know that we got a whole lot of holidays coming up, right? A whole lot. I don't know what you want to call them. Special days, holidays, days off, days not, days that people are going to be using. From Halloween all the way down to what? Christmas? New Year's, right?
My birthday.
Your birthday, my birthday. You know, man, it's a couple of holidays coming up soon, all right? So I feel like what I want to do I just want to do a giveaway, you know what I'm saying? So I think we're going to do something like that. We're going to put together a little thing that we're going to ask the people that jump on live, and we'll go through some questions and shit like that. And the people who get the most right, they got to put it in the comments. They get the most right, we're going to send them a gift card and shit. So just a little something, you know what I'm saying, to just show appreciation for people who jump on and get in the comments, because it all helps. You know what I mean? Like, it really does. So I appreciate it. So we're going to do something like that on one of the shows, y'all. So I just want to throw that out there and put it out here while we live for those that are watching. So we're going to do a gift card. Now, where it will be, I probably do something universal, maybe like a Visa gift card or something like that or whatever. Instead of like trying to do like a Starbucks. Is Starbucks universal, y'all? I mean, I think they sell crack in this shit, because I can't imagine the line be that long when McDonald's coffee good or Dunkin' Donuts got the best coffee. So I don't know why they line ain't long as them, but do y'all really feel like, no, we ain't got to talk about that shit.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah, let's not do that. Starbucks or whatever, I don't know, but what y'all think? Of just a regular Visa gift card or a specific place?
Yeah, I would say Visa gift card.
What about Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, nah, yeah. My bad. Cheesecake Factory and Lace Front. That's what we're giving away.
One of the other.
I'll take the Cheesecake Factory.
I'll take the Cheesecake Factory.
Go give me some cheesecake.
Nah, you know, whoever win, they might not be, since we got people watching us in Germany and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Visa gift card makes the most sense.
Yeah, it does.
A Visa joint, right? Yeah, so we just do a Visa gift card, and then people could just go do whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? We'll throw a nice little amount. I throw like $100 up there, some shit. And we just give it out, you know what I'm saying, for the people. You know, you got to get the most right, though, so you got to be present to win.
Shit, can we play?
You wildin'. Y'all the ones giving it away. Shit, what you talking about? You going to play for your own money? 25. That's $100. Yo, we all had the answers though. Yo, that's so different. Y'all wildin'. Y'all wildin', y'all. But look, but for real, because you know, I want to show appreciation to the people that watch. You know what I mean? Let me see. It's a comment out there. How about a charity drive for either homeless shelter or families in need? You know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how we could get together and we could do something like that. You know, the thing is, though, it's a thing where I want to do something like that, not just on holidays. I think that a lot of people do it on holidays to kind of, you know, get that off as if they're doing something really for people. But I want to, you know, something that we could do continuously. But it's coming up soon. Oh, another thing I want to tell y'all. So look, we got a different version. So all right, Sparking Conversation, we do these on Tuesday. But we're going to have a special segment that we're going to do. I got a studio, a real studio. Everything is getting together. It's going to be really dope. And I'm going to be doing interviews. So we're going to do. So me and the crew, we're going to get together for people on certain Saturdays. We're going to get together. And then that's when we're going to start doing certain interviews with people. But we're going to do it in a different way. All right, so we're going to do it over a couple of different things. I'm not going to get the details away right now because people be biting heavy. So, but we got a new platform coming, and it's going to be really dope. I just wanted to make sure that people understand, like, we building and we growing. So all the people that be sending the stars and all that other stuff, thank y'all, man. I really appreciate it. But it is going into the production and it is going into sparking conversation and building the platform the right way, because like I said, I always want this to be a conversation platform, but then there's certain times that I really need to chop it up with people, or we do, and we got to ask these questions and get these questions out. You know what I mean? We got therapists, we got all kind of people lined up, and we got to ask questions. We don't want to have conversation, we want to ask questions because we need answers. So I'm thinking about talking to, we got a couple of politicians, we got some state people coming through. It's going to be a lot of different things because, like I said, you know what I'm saying, we ain't playing no games out here, y'all. I'm telling y'all, in order to get in front of some of the things they're trying to do, you just got to be aware. And I ain't got time. So
that's right.
We're going to make it shake, yo. So for those of y'all that want to know more information, don't forget the LLC Luncheon is coming 2024. SparkingConversation@gmail.com. And yeah, subject line LLC Luncheon, and you'll get the information when it come out. So before we go, y'all know what to do, man. Let me know what's going on in y'all world. Kev, we're gonna start with you, B. What you got going on coming up?
Y'all can catch me on the scene. You know what I'm saying? That's where I be at, bro. That's where I be at. Find me.
Find you on the scene. I bet y'all already know Kev out here, and y'all catch him in the sketch. Y'all know Collective Visions on YouTube and Team Collective TV on YouTube. Y'all can check them out. Oh, Sparking Conversation on this channel too, because we on the podcast too. So we have
every Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
All right. Meek, I know we said a little bit early, but what we got going on?
Just I'm still growing, still making different products, trying different things, seeing what people are looking for. The holidays are coming up, like you said, so I'm trying to see, you know, where everybody's looking, what gift ideas they got going, and get some shit on some products. And end of the year is coming, so you know I got planners always. Doesn't matter what time of the year, but yeah, if you're looking, let me know.
And then y'all make sure y'all check out that merch Meek got, yo. Feed me and call me pretty, yo. The idea was sparked right here on Sparking Conversation. I want to put that disclaimer out there.
I've been saying it for the longest. I just happened to say it also on here. So it wasn't the first time it's ever been said.
Famous.
Don't let Ra talk crazy. Here. But here. Yes.
It was made famous here.
I also said it here. So.
You lit, y'all. And look, now you got merch. So y'all go check Meek out. Y'all make sure, because 10% come to me. So y'all make sure y'all go out there and cop that joint, yo. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to the platform because, you know, this is how we made her famous. This is how we blew her platform. We blew her shit up, y'all.
I am trying to take credit. Oh, no.
It's always, right? It's always somebody trying to take credit for somebody else's shit, ain't it?
Yo, anyway, Rashid. Anyway, let's move on. CJ, what you got going on? You said you got some big news about preview. Let's shut this nigga the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you guys. Definitely shout out to the CEO. My husband, love him definitely much. Brian Glover. He not only finished the MVP, but we'll have the preview app launching in the Apple Store and Google Play November the 15th. So baby steps is watching the tech company, you know, grow from nothing to something. One of the fastest small tech companies. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Sound good. I said right. All right. The fastest one has been growing in Greensboro, North Carolina. So
we're gonna have to have Fam jump on and tell us about preview two, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me tell y'all.
We gotta have Fam jump on real quick, man. Like one of these days, man. You know, when he prepared, yo, and we talk about preview for real, because yo, it's a market out there for, because I wanted to mention this to everybody too. Now listen. North Carolina just passed a law that contractors that are unlicensed can do jobs up to $40,000 a job. You can't do nothing over $40,000. But a new law has just been passed in North Carolina where unlicensed contractors can do jobs long as they don't go over $40,000. So you as an unlicensed, I'm talking about those of y'all that are just great with it. Y'all know how to do it. Y'all never went to school for it or whatever. Now, in the state of North Carolina, you can do these jobs without being licensed, but they cannot go past a job that is $40,000. So imagine you getting paid $40,000 a job. Now, that will allow you to go to somebody's school. And then once you get out of somebody's school, then you can go rock with C Double in them. And then you can get set up in some places if that's what you want to do, or if you're going to go the entrepreneur route and do it on your own. But my thing is that there's no more excuses for all y'all cats that's good with y'all hands. There's no more excuses either for new construction not being built. It's no more excuses, y'all. How everybody said, yo, I know my cousin and my uncle, they throw up houses all the time, but they're not licensed. Okay, in the state of North Carolina, as long as the job is not over $40,000 unlicensed, you can go ahead and get out here and get it popping.
Facts.
Legally.
Guidance. Even if you do need guidance on what you're trying to do, I know people on a daily basis that work regular jobs, that's looking to transition to a career, because of course you're not too old or at any age to like transfer into a career, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, whatever the case is. Like we do have live resources. Again, we are partnered with a bunch of trading schools, university, mm-hmm. colleges, the whole nine, y'all. So even if you don't have an idea, you'll be able to go there, take some sort of personality career test, figure out what's going to kind of work for you and what you want to do, even if you don't have an idea, and we'll be able to then route you to what will best fit you, not only far as your personality, cultural wise, education, whatever it is. So fuck with us, y'all. MVP is we'll be dropping it all stores, Apple Store, Google Play, November the 15th. So
there it is, y'all. All right, y'all. Y'all know what it is. November 15th. Y'all mark the date. And it's going down, y'all. So let's get that shit popping. And on the other end, y'all, like I said earlier, y'all know what it is. LLC Luncheon coming. A bunch of new content dropping. Y'all know that. We got a bunch of merch out there. Y'all check the line. We got some promo videos out there. We got hoodies. We got sweatshirts. We got athletic wear. Shades. We got all kind of accessories coming on. It's just a bunch of shit, you know what I'm saying? Been developing in the background because, like they say, man, you know, without product, what do you really have? And it's one thing to be an entrepreneur, and it's one thing to say that you got a hustle about you, but it's another thing to find out that it's a lot of people who are spending so much money in products that you can actually sell yourself. Be thinking about Amazon, yo. Like Amazon out here getting money, and we out here bugging, and we could be getting that money ourselves, you know what I'm saying? It's just a way to do it. So I've been on it. So we've been grinding. So in the background, y'all, it's a lot that's been going on. A lot I can't really speak on right now, but it's a lot that's going on. So we hustling. That's all I'm going to say. Make sure y'all follow us on Team Collective TV on YouTube. We got new skits dropping all the time. We got the new Oob Lifter that's out right now, part three with my boy Jersey Mod in it. And yeah, man, we got a bunch more coming, man. And I just want y'all to stay tuned and stay connected, you know what I mean? Because we're gonna keep growing and we're just gonna keep going. It's consistency, y'all. You know what I mean? It's just consistency. That's a virtue out here. I know they don't say it like that, but it is one. You know, as long as you keep going, yo, you're gonna get the way you're going. I don't care how slow it is, but you're gonna go. Just don't give up. That's what the marathon is, right? So shout out to all of y'all that's watched tonight. It's been a bunch of y'all that jumped off and on. We definitely appreciate y'all. Thank you to everybody that made comments tonight. We definitely appreciate y'all as well. Shout out to my man out in Germany that was watching us over on Twitch. That was a big deal. Hold on, let me go back and get your name real quick because I don't want to. Oh, Rolo Babbo.
He ain't even tell us the platform, but it's all right, big dog. I'm a search. Right.
He said, please react. And like, yo, but you know, I guess it's a language barrier. He trying his best because he kept saying other stuff, and we was like, yeah. So look,
the music in German. So like,
yeah. We're gonna rock out on your beats. If you see if your beats whack, we ain't gonna we already ain't gonna know what you're saying. So your beats can't be whack either, yo. But we're gonna give you a shot, yo. We're gonna look you up. But shout out to him. For jumping on all the way out in Germany, man. We appreciate you, yo. So before we go, just remember next week, next Tuesday, y'all, it will be Halloween. If some of y'all are not available, we understand. Y'all going to be out trick-or-treating and giving y'all kids that candy, getting sick and shit. I know. But we'll be on next week, man. Next to 31st, we'll be out here. We'll have Tracy Pinghammer on. We're going to talk about real estate investment and avoiding scams. Right, we're gonna talk about other topics too, but we're gonna get into that. So all of y'all out there that's hustlers, I told y'all, man, we're gonna give y'all the game on here, man. I'm not playing with y'all. We're not just gonna get up here and talk. We're gonna give information. Y'all not gonna be able to say, yo, I ain't know nothing, yo. Fuck all that. We're gonna get this information out and we're gonna get it popping. So she's gonna be on next week. We're gonna talk about the ins and outs of real estate investment and how you guys can avoid scams. There's a lot of scams been going on. People been getting their money taken, but for believing in their future, just about basically. You know what I mean? And then not doing a research too is really your fault, but we're going to try to help you avoid it being your fault. Sometimes it's your fault just because you don't have the information, right? So right. We're going to give you the information out here, yo. Sparking conversation, that's what we do. So until next time, y'all know what to do. Stay focused out there. Stay fly. And if you don't believe in yourself, yo, nobody else will. So stay cool out there, y'all. Peace.